It was an absolutely spectacular day. I woke up early, put on my finest suit pants from H&M, heels that were too small, a black sweater that was sure to say winter, and crashed out the door. I was so excited I could feel the hairs on my arms stand up when I walked into the office. My first day. I had passed the national and state real estate exams in one shot and was walking on stars. I'm not much for tests, or small talk, or super salty foods. Okay, there's a lot I'm not much for, but taking tests is up there in the anxiety department. However, now all of those stresses were behind me. I was a bona fide real estate agent. I was pumped. After nearly 15 years in the broadcast industry, I was about to embark on a brand new adventure that left a lot of what I didn't like about working for someone else in the rearview mirror. I was doing this for me. I was ready. Obviously, when I walked into my new business abode, I would be greeted by a line of seasoned agents ready to high-five me like a rugby team at Nationals. We would sit, legs crossed with tea and scones, and swap war stories about what it took to get that boring and mundane course behind us, let alone pass the exams. I couldn't wait. As I opened the door, I was met by an office assistant with all of the excitement of a widow at a funeral. She handed me my door key. Then she showed me to my seat. It was in a small office alongside two other agents. "Let me know if you need anything else," she said over her shoulder as she walked away. Okay, so that wasn't exactly the grand beginning I had anticipated. But whatever, it was Wednesday. Wednesdays are hump days, I get it. In preparation for my miraculous first day on the job and the road to a new and better life, I had packed my computer, a box of dried granola, a black pen, and notepad. It took me exactly 30 seconds to unpack it all. With a deep breath, I opened my computer and checked Facebook. I distinctly remember reading a story from the New York Times about how to properly knead bread, and I think I looked online for the price of file folder hangers. Finally, my two office mates arrived, and I felt in my guts, okay, cool, these two fellas are going to impart the secrets to getting started. We had met a few times before, and I adored being around them. I had learned in my former career working for radio stations that you need to surround yourself with people who can influence you to become great, people who can challenge you constructively. I've found they help you grow a lot quicker than you can on your own. I was sure these boys fit the bill. They had charisma. They had big personalities. They could charm the shine right off a jewel. We caught up about the weather. They decided my Canadian roots meant I must have a keen taste for maple syrup, and they made the difficult decision as to which establishment we should meet at for a beverage in the next few weeks. And then they were gone, as fast as they came in. Cricket sounds. And herein lies the reason I am writing this book. From this second on, for the next 365 days, I was lost. Caught up in nothing short of a tornado wrapped inside a hurricane being lashed by lightning heading towards land. Fast. I was a mess. I had some guidance when things got really desperate, but for the most part, I was on my own. I realized now, so are most agents. No one is going to hand you a free how-to manual on how to be a real estate agent. My aim, by sharing stories and lessons from my crazy experiences and how I overcame them, is to give you a kind of blueprint for what to do so that you never get lost. It's also to teach you habits and skills that will make an unbelievable difference and to inspire you to be the best and most confident you there is. I've gathered ideas from my own experience of absolute failure through to eventual triumph, from rich nuggets other agents have told me, and from a mountain of research. You'll get a first-class front-row seat on my journey to becoming a successful real estate agent, beating the national average in closed volume in my rookie years. I'm going to be brutally honest with you right now. This book is not for the part-time wayward agent who is going to dip a toe in and out. You are the agent who has taken a total nosedive into the fog off a 50-foot cliff. You've given yourself no outs. You might have a mortgage, a family, and people relying on you to perform. I'm going to lay out exactly what it takes for someone like you to make it